What is reality? What is truth? Conformity of the mind or reality? What's reality? Capitalism and crony capitalism aren't really capitalism and crony capitalism. They are what liberalism has produced as a godless, soulless system of exchange. I'd say that it's more liberal than it is capital-based. What better church is capitalism? Because that's what Murray Rothbard said it was. But liberalism and communism are pretty much the same. Why? Now you're going like, that's it, I'm out. I'm going back to Eddie and the Breitbart Breakfast Flakes. Go ahead, go rat me out. Have him call me. I'll be happy to explain why. So why are they the same? Well, because again, both are soulless and godless. The ultimate aim of both of them is material. There is no afterlife, there is no soul, there is no heaven, and there is no hell. There is no human concern in what this system that you call capitalism. The human concern has been thrown out the window, the human element. Other than when, you know, you need to go show up for your job, well, then we kind of have a human element. But it hasn't taken the human element and the human element's ultimate purpose into account. What is the human's ultimate purpose? What is all of our shit? Now, this is shared. This is across the entire species. I don't care if you're a Satanist. You may not have gotten a memo, but God imprinted it on your soul, and there's nothing you can do about that. What is our ultimate purpose? Judgment. To be on the holy or the good side of judgment. That's your ultimate purpose. It's not the acquisition of wealth in this world. It is not the acquisition of material things. It is a holy death and a blessed eternity. So even if you prayed the glorious mysteries of the Holy Rosary with the Crusader Knights of the Rosary, as I did today, can I take my weapon out of this opportune and show the blessed by Father Jeffrey Jambon, now semi-famous rosary from Norcia, directly sent to me from Norcia by a listener who lives in Italy, and prayed for to the Blessed Mother for her intercession to end those four cardinal capital sins: abortion, contraception, pornography, and sodomy. If you and then for an end to the blasphemies against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and her name. And then for an end for the infamy that is hurled in media every day at the example, beautiful example of the Holy Family. And then there is, of course, the cultural approbation for lesbianism and fornication and all those other things. That's the Crusader Knight of the Rosary. That's our little creed or our little intention there. If you meditate a little bit on one of those mysteries today, the glorious mystery, you might have noted that one of them is for what? A holy death. Why would that be included? Why would Our Lady inspire Saint Dominic and whoever came after him, the mysteries, to include that intention? Because it's important. What does she tell the kids at Fatima? That's the most important thing. These things matter, folks. Capitalism and communism, in the grand eternal scheme of things, they matter as they may alter someone's path to judgment, but they don't matter in eternity. So, liberalism has produced a system that is wholly and entirely material. I'm sorry, it has.